This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Talks on a potential modest compromise on gun safety legislation continue in the United States. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
My hope is that this time is different.
Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, who is part of the bipartisan group of senators in talks about gun safety legislation.
I am at the table in a more significant way right now with Republicans and Democrats than ever before. Certainly many more Republicans willing to talk right now than were willing to talk after Sandy Hook.
A different point of view from GOP Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama.
What we have to do is stop the motivation that causes these criminals, these horrific individuals, to do what they do.
While Brooks was on Fox News Sunday, Murphy appeared on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Shelley Antler.
U.S. President Joe Biden tried to comfort families in the South Texas town of Uvalde on Sunday after the nation's deadliest school shooting in a decade. This as federal officials announced they would review local law enforcement's slow response to the attack. Anger has mounted over the decision by law enforcement agencies in Uvalde to allow the shooter to remain in the classroom for nearly an hour while officers waited in the hallway and children inside the room made panicked 911 calls for help. The President and First Lady Jill Biden wiped away tears as they visited memorials at the Robb Elementary School, where the gunman killed 19 students and two teachers, laying white roses and paying respects to makeshift shrines to the victims. A crowd chanted, "Do something," outside Sacred Heart Catholic Church as Biden exited after attending Mass. He answered, "We will." The Bidens were also scheduled to meet with victims' families, survivors, and first responders. This is VOA News. Ukrainian forces endured heavy artillery barrages on Sunday as they held off Russian attempts to capture the largest city in Kyiv, the largest city that Kyiv still controls, and the Luhansk region of the Donbas. This according to Ukrainian officials. The shelling was so intense it was not possible to assess casualties and damage. According to the governor of Luhansk, dozens of buildings have been destroyed in the past few days. The Ukrainian government, meanwhile, urged the West to provide it with more longer-range weapons to turn the tide in the war, which has now entered its fourth month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops on the front lines in northeastern Kharkiv region on Sunday. The trip marked his first official appearance outside the Kyiv region since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched the invasion February 24th. Ukrainian troops pushed Russian forces back from around Kharkiv earlier this month, but the city has come under renewed artillery fire this week. Torrential rains drenching northeastern Brazil since Tuesday have left at least 44 people dead and another 56 missing. This according to the government on Sunday. The number of dead had mounted from 34 since Saturday, with at least 28 killed in landslides as heavy rains caused rivers to overflow and torrents of mud swept away everything in their path. During a lull in the rain, some 1,200 personnel from various agencies resumed work at search and rescue work, according to the state government. The National Institute of Meteorology maintained its red alert status through Sunday in the area. That's its highest level of warning for flooding and landslides. Over the past year, hundreds of Brazilians have died in flooding and landslides brought on by torrential downpours. France has called a meeting for Monday following security problems at the Champions League final. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
The French sports minister on Sunday said she was calling a meeting of security and football authorities to ensure the chaos that marred the Champions League final between Liverpool and Real Madrid was not repeated in the future, especially with Paris hosting the 2024 Olympics. Quote, "The priority now is to identify very precisely what went wrong in order to learn all the lessons so that such incidents do not happen again at our future major international sporting events." Liverpool is calling for an investigation into the treatment of their supporters before the game at the National Stadium in Paris on Saturday, which the club said left thousands of ticket holders struggling to enter. But European football's governing body, UEFA, blamed a problem with fake tickets, while French government figures criticized the behavior of British fans. The start of the match was delayed 37 minutes. Fans, including families with children, were seen being tear gassed and pepper sprayed in large congested lines outside the stadium.
This is VOA.